Well, welcome to the broadcast today. My name is Bill Young, and you're listening to Faith is a Lifestyle. This week, we're continuing a new study called Healing in Health, Living Long, and Living Strong. This is a subject that I just love to teach because there's too much misunderstanding, wrong thinking, wrong believing, and a general lack of sound biblical teaching on the subject. Over the next several weeks, we're going to study the subject from many different aspects. We're going to study in detail the redemptive work of Christ on the cross and what it means to us today. Is healing the will of God for us today, or was it just available to a chosen few that we read about in the pages of the Bible? We're also going to look at healing and health from a practical aspect. Is it a sin to play sports and be involved in athletics, as some would have us to believe? I had a minister tell me years ago that I was being worldly because I had a habit of playing basketball with some other Christian men at a gym that happened to be in a Lutheran church on the west side of town. I was shocked when he said that to me. I asked this minister to show me the scripture that says sports is a sin, and he couldn't. He did mention one passage that we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and that's where I'd like to begin today. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll start with verse 14. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Notice what it says. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part does he have that believes with an infidel? Notice verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Now, this is the passage that this minister attempted to use to justify not playing basketball because he thought it was worldly. I really don't down him for his belief because he'd been taught by somebody else who just didn't know any better. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, is exhorting the believers here to no longer be unequally yoked, and the Greek word here is heterozygeo, and the word in the Greek simply means that we as Christians are not to make different alliances with unbelievers that are inconsistent with our faith. Now, in Corinth, there was a temple that was dedicated to Aphrodite, the love goddess. In the temple of Aphrodite, there were 1,000 temple priestesses who engaged in sex acts with men as part of their worship. Corinth was a very sensual, cosmopolitan city, and men came from all over the known world to worship at the temple of Aphrodite and have sex with the temple priestesses. This was the culture and setting of the day in Corinth. Now, Paul is writing to men who are now born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, and lets them know that they must now separate themselves from this kind of unholy alliance. The key to the passage is found in verse 17, when he says, touch not the unclean thing. The word for unclean here is the Greek word akathoratos, and it means impure, morally lewd, and demonic. It also means something foul and unclean. Now, when these men went to the temple to worship Aphrodite, they were in reality worshiping at the feet of demonic entities. You have to